This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and we are live this Thursday evening. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the Freddie Gray issue, the officer, well, apparently that was given the ride, the one that they were really counting on finding guilty. They didn't find him guilty. It was not a jury trial. It was a judge presiding over the case. This does happen, and I find it interesting, a little disturbing and weird, but nonetheless.
Well, and one of the reasons I do is because we've had a couple cases go already, right?
Yep.
Yep. It's gone through. And
one has gone through, yep.
And in most of us feel that if we choose a jury trial, that's probably going to be in our benefit, that we think that we can convince, not that I've ever had a jury trial, but you would hope that you could convince a jury of your peers to find you innocent based on the guilty and, let's say, based on your innocence. That's the protection that we have, allegedly, under our judicial system, or at least under our Constitution. That's how it's set up. That's what we're supposed to get. But when this officer says, you know what, I don't need a jury trial, I'll just take the word, it almost, and I imagine a lot of people in Baltimore may feel that, so what, the fix was already in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was it. Don't waste time with a jury trial because we got your back anyway.
You know, I have an idea.
That's the skeptic in me.
I have an idea. I think that government employees, people who represent the people supposedly, who work for the people supposedly, should not be able to waive their right to be also judged by the people who, you know, he's our employee. I should be able to judge him in this case and not some other guy who I employ, supposedly.
Right.
The judge and the attorney and all. All these people work, supposedly, for us. And, no, they can't go to a room. I know they did this in public, but I'm sure there were lots of back room. Hey, how are we going to handle this? And he walked.
Well, I understand why they would have chosen to take a judge. In this case, I mean, you know, I might have. I can see taking a judge in certain circumstances. The reason that we have juries is because people centuries ago didn't trust power structures.
Mm-hmm.
That's not America today. America is a bunch of little children who trust mommy government. I mean, if any of you have spent any time on Facebook in the last week, and they're like talking about these AR-15 memes that are going around.
Sure.
One of them is if there was a kid on the playground who was hitting the other kids with a stick, you wouldn't go and give all the other kids with a stick another stick. You'd just take away his stick, right? So this is their argument for gun control is that mommy government needs to come in and take away your stick.
Yeah, they were focusing on the stick, and what they should have thought about just for a second was that they're comparing us to kids.
That's exactly
to
what
children.
They're doing. Right.
No, that's how they see us.
That's precisely it. The progressive movement in the late 19th century that led into socialism, these leftist ideas, and I'm not against, look, leftist ideas brought America into play. It's just that they took a left turn. Something happened. There was the Karl Marx writing this book. The idea is that the state is going to be, you know, this all-powerful. Socialism will lead to communism, and the state will wither away. That's a quote. The state will wither away.
Right.
What kind of nincompoop would look at this 150 years later and say, you know what? What's going to happen is that the state's going to get big and gigantic and then wither away.
Right.
That is stupid.
It's taking its damn time, I'm telling you.
Right. So, that's the whole premise of this stuff is that they know better than we do.
It's hubris. And that's if I were to choose one word to sum up the progressive era, that's what it is. It's hubris. It's like, see, look at all these wonderful scientific minds we have now, and now we can actually figure out how to plan and control entire economies.
And if, it,
and if we didn't centrally plan anything you can imagine.
Don't forget that at the same time they were planning eugenics, right? They're going to plan the master
race. That was part of it.
Proof of what you're saying.
Absolutely.
The planning the economy, that's small potatoes. They were going to plan genetics.
Society.
And these are people, you know, these are people that knew nothing. I mean, they were just barely, this is World War One time. We didn't have automobiles to any kind of proliferation.
Every age.
Blacksmiths are running around. People have candles. I mean, these are the people that are like, oh, yeah, we're going to fix this. You're not going to fix anything.
Every age.
Stone age.
We all experience hubris. And people right now, I mean, we look at our technological advances and go, look at us. And we're going to look back at this and literally in like 5 years.
Yeah, in 5 years.
And you'll look at this like it was the Stone Age. And that's what's going to continue. But, you know, this, and I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because if there's one thing that has gone seriously wrong in America, to me, it is the entire progressive movement. And you go back to those late 18th, 19th century.
Do you think it's possible to turn this nation, because states aren't really known. Organizations aren't known for shrinking.
Sure.
And states themselves have, which have a claim for themselves, a monopoly on violence, or at least a cartelized violence here in the United States. Are they going to shrink?
Private organizations that have to fend for themselves have been known to shrink when they make a mistake or they get too big for their britches, but not the government ones.
They don't have sovereign immunity.
Yeah. But almost as in response to the progressive area, we now have almost infinite communications and infinite access to things. And that's why I am still a little hopeful for our society, and that these ideas of liberty that we talk about on the air all the time and people listening read and they see it in social media. When government controls all the information that you had access to, which was for most of the 20th century, that was one thing. But now we're all being exposed with new ideas that we weren't taught in school.
Yeah, all we got to do now is make sure that Skynet doesn't move in and say, hey, you know what? Look at all these pesky, nasty humans.
Well,
let's just get rid of them because they're not helping out.
Technology may be the bane, but maybe the savior too.
That's my
when you look at people out there that are working within the decentralized economy, they're building decentralized apps. Mm-hmm. Like for instance, I'm thinking about Ethereum right now. Now Ethereum is still in beta, right? Like, this thing isn't prime time by any stretch of the imagination. So is Bitcoin, still in beta. It's been around for 7 years, but hasn't been sort of made, you know, big time yet. These ideas, Bitcoin gives you total control of your money. Ethereum is intended to be contract law, total control of contract law. What other things are we going to have in the next 10 years that we can have total control over in our own lives if we choose to enact them? There's
right.
going to be 90% of the human population is going to be happy voting for their favorite football team and letting the government handle their lives and slowly stripping of their rights and their money. The middle class has less has less money than it did 10 years ago. And that's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And it's not going to be because the government's going to help you. It's because the government's in on it, for God's sake, you fool. The government isn't going to solve this problem. If you believe that, you're a mouth-breathing moron.
Yeah, parasites.
They want your money, and they want to spend it on their stuff.
Parasites aren't going to eat less at the end of the day. They're not built to do so. They're gonna take as much as they can, and when it's over, they'll swim off and they'll find themselves another shark to hang off of.
And the small-time parasites, they don't get nothing. Those people that have the politicians have been using to be able to get money out of you, they're going to be left in the dirt. The poor going to get poorer.
You bet. What I love to see is competition, and I feel for the first time in an awfully long time, government is getting some competition. You can say that Bitcoin is it for government currency. And I think as more stories come out about, you know, quote unquote, the Bitcoin billionaires and things like that, these by leading through example and demonstrating that decentralized systems and the ideals that are outside of people's comfort zone work and they benefit people, that's what tears things down. You've got to show people that there are other ways that are better. And these are glaring examples that people can't ignore.
Yeah, which we're seeing right now with things like Bitcoin and, you know, keep coming back to it. But it's a really great example is that people around the world are finding that this is an asset in which
they can invest. Banks, these big banks that Bitcoin could eviscerate, are using the blockchain technology
sure.
to track transactions. They're using Bitcoin. Now, the question is, you know, you, the listener, do you want a big bank to handle your money and use blockchain, or do you want to use blockchain yourself? Because the big bank's going to charge you to do it. Look at all those, look at all those clerks. Look at all those tellers. Look at the managers. Look at the big buildings. You want to pay for that crap?
Look at that guy you don't see who's pulling the strings.
I do my banking on my smartphone. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I guess in the last segment, we were really just sort of talking about, I don't know, the possibility that we become more freer in the future. The course of, you know, like if you look to the past, humans tend to have been enslaved. But they're getting freer all the time. And now there's obviously bumps and hiccups in the road. Most people will say that they feel less free now than they did 10 or 15 years ago or whatever the number is you toss at them.
But is that just how everyone feels about their own personal experiences?
Yeah, I imagine it's the blue glove love they get it from the TSA is what I frankly think it is.
Yeah.
The government has a huge PR problem in the form of the Transportation yeah. Security Administration because people feel like there's a stop off in East Germany on the way to where the Hawaii or Las Vegas. I mean, people don't like it. Now, we don't. Also, the TSA bears a certain blame for people not flying. Now, I don't know how many of the people that aren't flying because of terrorists and how many people aren't flying because of the TSA, because we'll never know.
I just see it as it's a pain in my butt to go anywhere on a plane anymore, you know, and I did a lot of business travel before 2001. I did a lot afterwards, and it's just atrocious. I mean, it's something I used to look forward to.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yep, it's not pleasant. But if you feel like you've gotten less freedom from having to have health insurance, I've got freedom from health insurance for you. Liberty Health Share. It's a health sharing organization, and they don't have any deadline. If you miss the health care deadline and you don't have any kind of health care, they can help you. It's an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year, have complete control over which doctor or hospital they attend. The options are much more affordable from what I can tell from the insurance that we looked at for my family. I can't say for you and yours, but, it's affordable. And it allows you to control, manage, and direct your health care, yet still be in good standing with Obamacare. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital in the nation, as I'd said before. And if you're a freedom-loving American and you're looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you need to look at this. Just go to libertyhealthshare.org. I'll give you a telephone number here, but libertyhealthshare.org allows you to go there and get your free estimates and all that stuff. The number is 855-450-3... I'm giving our telephone number. 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org.
You know, we were talking about the Freddie Gray police officer acquittal pretty much the entire hour and all. I've been keeping my eyes on Baltimore. And last year, when this happened,
yeah.
There were riots
yep.
everywhere. Guess what?
Not this
Nothing. Time. So you were talking a little earlier, Chris, about how you're becoming desensitized to the whole. You said you weren't surprised.
No.
And I'm wondering if the residents of this city have fallen into the same abysmal hole. And they've become desensitized themselves to the whole process. And it's like, yeah, well, we were kind of expecting it anyways.
Right.
And this is horrible.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Joe calling in from California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I feel more like a prisoner today than ever before. I went to the restaurant last night. Now, I'm not against helping the poor. You know, give them rice and beans, they eat forever.
And ramen, yeah.
They give them an EBT card, and the restaurant I went to, a steakhouse, accepts EBT cards. Now let me tell you what. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh no, I think that there's two types of cards. So there's cards for food stamps kind of situation, and there's cards for people who, you know, are poor. They get some kind of assistance, and then they can do whatever they
want. Is it SNAP or something? You can like cash out or something.
I don't know the specifics, but
it varies by state.
I know that you can buy cigarettes with the one type, and you can't buy cigarettes with the other type.
In New Hampshire, you could. I think they have done away with that this year.
Go ahead, Joe.
To take our tax money. Now I'm not for not making people starve. But to take my tax money and let somebody eat better than I eat, something's wrong with this country.
Yeah, I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine, and she had shared something on social media that basically said,
look at. People really are starving. Veterans aren't being taken care of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what it made me realize, and I haven't realized this before, but
the fattest country in probably the world.
We've desensitized ourselves to charitable giving. In other words, it's tough to ask, a family of four that might, bring in $40,000 and the government takes half of it to say, no, you really have to take care of your fellow man. And it's like, look, we're having a hard time taking care of ourselves because the government's taking half of it.
Well, I got to say, as a family of three who has a pig farm and grows a little bit of our own food, by no means is this is a – I don't recommend this as a way to make money. This is the opposite. This is a money-losing situation. But one thing I can tell you is that I've got deals with at least one, in some cases, sometimes two, local food shelves is what we call our food pantries,
right,
or whatever.
Yep.
Then I take the food that people won't take for free. There are
it's
a lot of vegetables.
It's good food, too.
It's absolutely good food.
Yep.
And it's going to waste, and it's because people aren't taking it. And are we giving away so much money to these people that they're going to the grocery store and buying their food with EBT cards, and they're not going to these food pantries and taking this perfectly fine food that is rotting on the shelves in some cases? Go ahead, Joe.
That's amazing that the food is going to people instead. They're going to pigs, but you got to have the pigs.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's a circle that's good, but it's
one of the reasons I got pigs is I hate waste, Joe.
Right.
So I'll stand there with opening loaves of bread to put in a bucket so I can pour some water on it so some pigs will enjoy it. It's
right.
A lot easier to just scoop corn, and frankly,
right,
it might be cheaper.
Right, labor wise, yes.
Yeah, it might be.
I appreciate you taking my call, but I was just flustered that somebody that's not working is eating better than me that goes to work every day.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
The system is set up in such a way that the people will continue to vote themselves more entitlements, and this is an entitlement, every single year until it falls in on itself.
I think that, look, most of the welfare out there goes to corporations.
That's absolutely true. Yes.
Now, you can't count tax breaks. I don't count tax breaks. So people will say it's 10 times as much. I don't think that's the case. But the government gives out all kinds of money to companies and corporations and, people that are...
agriculture, big pharma, big war.
If they stayed out of it, we'd all be better off. But I can tell you, when the average working person sees somebody that they feel like, like Joe.
Right.
When they feel like, hey, look, you need some help and the government's helping you, awesome. But if they feel like you're not working as hard as they are, if they feel like you're getting more than they're getting...
Eating better than I am?
This is the kind of thing that destroys work ethic. And work ethic is the only thing, frankly, that separates the United States from the rest of the world. That's the one thing we got up on them.
I agree completely, but what I really want to focus on is that because we have that now, we tend to forget that there actually are people out there that are going to need help. But
that's what charities are for.
Right. But nobody's going to give money to charity when we have no money to give.
Yeah, because
we destroy charities.
There's a reason why Bernie Sanders hates charities.
Yeah.
Because he thinks government can do a better job of it.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's a hot topic, and it always makes people feel like they're being the bad guy. 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Coming to you live this Thursday evening. Talking about the Freddie Gray incident, looks like the officer in that case was found not guilty. And, you know, as you can imagine, there's some people who are happy about that. Some people who are not so happy about that. What I think the question I have is that if I was given a suspect who was bound to take from location A to location B, and that suspect ended up mortally wounded on the way back, on the way out of that vehicle, would I have gotten the same deference that the police officers do? And my only contention here is that there's a different class of citizens.
Sure.
That they get, they're super citizens. They get judged differently than we do.
Mark, if you were a bus driver or a taxi driver or an Uber driver and the same thing had happened, you strap some guy into the back of your vehicle and you're transporting from A to B and this had happened, they would throw in a book at you. Plain and simple, there's no way you would have gotten out of it, and when you try to defend yourself by saying, well, it was a rough ride, it was lots of potholes, you know, we were up and down, and he didn't know where he was going, and no, it would not have flown.
And, I don't imagine the defense allowed. They probably yelled objection every time the term "rough ride" was thrown out there. That's the code for not so nice things happening on the way.
So, again, this goes back to my analogy in my head, which is the movie A Few Good Men.
here we have this term, rough ride. We're not allowed to use that in court. We can't say that. This is just like the movie A Few Good Men.
You can't handle the truth.
We all know that.
You guys loose, Your Honor. You have more than just signed a phony transcript.
Your Honor, you doctored the logbook.
Damn it, you coerced the
doctor. Consider yourself in contempt.
Did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want
He's entitled.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I love this part here. This is the best.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives.
So they believe.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall.
You
need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Yep, Jack Nicholson.
And where's patriotism at? There's the warmonger sensibility right there, plain and simple.
But to go back to that movie, the whole story was about a soldier who was killed. He dies, and the accusation is that he was given a code red. A code red was having a rag stuffed in his mouth and being beaten because he was slacking.
A blanket party was what we used to call it. So a punishment or a disciplinary hazing.
One of those things that wasn't in the books, and that's what the defense was. The defense was, well, you can't say that we gave the kid a code red because, look, code red isn't even in the Marine training manual or in our standard operating procedures. It's not there. And then here we have the Baltimore police basically using the same defense. Rough ride? Rough ride isn't in our standard operating procedures.
Yes.
Rough ride, show me anywhere in our manuals that this rough ride exists.
Right, so the defense kept on pushing the rough ride thing. Even the judge says, well, what's this rough ride? You're being fast and loose with this term. What do you mean?
No.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what you mean. This means that, are you telling me, Your Honor, that you believe? Are you so foolish as to believe that people in Baltimore and cities around America, that sometimes some people get their butts beat on the way to the police station? If that happens often enough, somebody's going to come up with a name for it.
Right.
That's what we're talking about, sir. And are you a fool or aren't you? Now, we don't know whether a rough ride occurred in this case, but seems strange, the medical condition of Freddie Gray at the end of this. Let's go to the phones. Got Ralph in New Jersey. I suspect he'll disagree with us. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's more than the rough ride here, okay? You can not ignore, or nor for that matter, deny the fact that this is an issue pertaining to race, at least in the minds of the agitator, the Black Lives Matter, and groups like that. And the issue of race is very much, a part of this country. You know, today you have the Supreme Court, okay? You have that case in Baltimore, Maryland, and then the shooting rampage in Florida. Let's begin there at the shooting rampage in Florida. And how did the issue of race play into this whole thing? Because this animal, and you cannot make this up, was saying, quote, you know, I don't have anything against black people, okay? You guys have suffered enough. I'm fighting for my country. Direct quote from this animal, Omar. And another thing you cannot make up is this animal is a registered Democrat who voted for Obama. In a way, you can say Obama made him do this kind of thing. What do you think of that?
Well, do I think Obama made him do it? I don't. I get where you're coming from. But don't you understand, Ralph, is that the basic choices he had were John McCain, the bomb Iran McCain, or Barack Obama.
I have something to say about him as well.
What's this?
I have something to say about John McCain as well. You cannot separate the policy of Obama to the personality that is Obama, John. They are one and the same. Why do you
policy and personality is the same? Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's about
I don't disagree with that.
With this man. With this man, it's about character. You know, it's more about that than about the race, about him being black.
But who's got the character worth voting for, Ralph? The claim I've got here is that America's been given the choice between a double-decker crap sandwich and a single-decker crap sandwich every single time, and somehow we're going to complain about the choice that was made. Well, the choice that was made stinks because the choices stunk.
I mean, I'm willing to give a chance to Trump rather than to Hillary, who in my opinion is contaminated and tainted by Obama and a damaged good at that. Please, America, wake up. Thank you.
I'm happy to hear you say that. I was at least acknowledging that he is at least damaged and
Wait, you were talking about Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary is damaged from the Clinton family. It does not, I don't think, from anything from Obama.
I thought he was saying that he acknowledged that Trump isn't perfect.
No, he's voting for Trump.
Voting for Trump.
Well, I mean, look, I don't particularly care who anyone votes for. The reason that you choose your candidate is what I'm more interested in. I think they all stink, and I'm kind of interested in how and why people choose them. I'm as scared as anybody when we're talking about these Supreme Court justices that are going to be foisted upon us.
Right.
By the next president. There's a very good chance the next president will be able to make the court go 7-2.
The Supreme Court. There you go.
Yeah.
I
think that's the most important thing.
Supreme Court.
But yes. I think Gary Johnson will make better choices for a Supreme Court than Donald Trump will. The question is, how's he going to perform in the next 4 months? I don't know the answers.
Right.
But I think Trump has already alluded to Judge Napolitano, which I think would be a great choice. I don't think that's going to get my vote for Trump because I understand mathematically my vote is inconsequential.
Right.
New Hampshire is going to go for Hillary Clinton, and my vote isn't going to make a difference. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, and if you put in a combination of this factor in the Supreme Court, a guilty white, a self-hating white, and on top of it, a liberal one, oh my goodness. You know, you are a social experiment that will never, ever going to work out. How's the social experiment in Venezuela, by the way, working out? You're talking about hunger in America? How severe is hunger in America as opposed to what's going on in Venezuela?
Right, our poor people are fat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the socialist revolution. Viva la revolution of Hugo Chavez.
Nope. So I think that this is, what's the problems with hunger in the United States? The problem is that drug addicts that can't manage their lives are still capable of having children and pretty good at it.
The problem with the hungry people in this country are eating better than me because they're on that program that I could never dream of being on.
I don't trust the way that they're taking care of their kids. I don't trust that their kids are getting the food that they need.
True this.
And that's my concern there is... I don't have a good solution for it.
The government do it. Government
right.
can manage it.
That's it, right? 855 450 free talk live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Trying to get through this article here from CBS Local out of Baltimore about the officer, Caesar Goodson, being found not guilty on all counts in the Freddie Gray death. And just going on here, Baltimore's Democratic mayoral candidate, Catherine Pugh's office made a similar plea. Protesters are a vital part of a democracy, but to destroy the homes and businesses many people have worked very hard for, hard to build, is unacceptable. The statement reads, although people may disagree with the verdict, it is important to respect each other and our respect and to respect our neighbors and our communities.
I'm glad to hear that.
So yeah. Don't riot, people. And do not go flipping things over and setting things on fire.
Burning
please.
Your neighborhood down
right.
is not an effective way of preventing these things from happening. Kevin Davis, Baltimore's police commissioner, said he is pleased by the peaceful manner of our residents who have chosen to express their diverse opinions.
No, they're just tired of it. It's been a whole year, and they knew it was coming.
The Baltimore Police Department has taken many progressive steps to improve over the last year. Well, then why did this guy get found not guilty for his behavior a year ago?
Right.
I mean, did they do something wrong or didn't they? I think that, you know, what he's doing is he's pointing to there must have been some problems. We will continue to adopt and implement policing practices consistent with the expectations of our community. We all have a leadership role to play at this moment. Thank you for doing your part to sustain the momentum of our ongoing progress. Tessa Hill, who's from the NAACP local chapter, having a little bit of trouble with the website here. Hill Aston, president of the Baltimore City branch of the NAACP, says she's not happy with the verdict. Everybody in Baltimore that lives in certain neighborhoods know exactly the definition of what a rough ride is.
Yep.
A lot of them don't die. But in this case, Freddie Gray is dead, and no one will pay for it. There's a long tradition, an ugly tradition of rough rides, he said. There's a long tradition of a very troubled police department. So the fact of the matter is that this is a tragedy not found to be a crime by a judge, but It is a wake-up call for the city of Baltimore. With the new mayor that the police department has gotten, has got to be upended. The local resident told WJZ's Marcus Washington that he was really disappointed but not surprised because the charges required too much more evidence than they had. However, something good came of this, he said, and that's the fact that it's not going to be business as usual as far as the police department is concerned. So it looks like some people are happy, even though they're not happy with the verdict. They're happy that the system's going to be changed.
We'll see. I have my doubts.
I don't think that prison would make Caesar Goodson, a better person.
No.
And you know, I don't know what the Baltimore Police Department intends to do with him. Will they have to give him his job back and all that back pay and all that stuff?
Oh, probably.
That's how all that always seems to go.
You know, maybe if he had to, maybe if he was indebted to that family in some way, where he had to pay off, you know, the potential that this man Gray might have, you know, brought in his life, and he was responsible for that life. When he was in the back of his van, Gray was his ward. You know, he was responsible for him. I think that's the right way to use that. He failed.
He'd be responsible if it was criminal, and he may be held accountable in that way. But
yeah, but he owes the state. He doesn't owe the actual family.
Departments never have to pay. It always goes to the city and the taxpayers. You know, it never comes out of police pensions. It never comes out of budgets. It never comes out of those things.
Oh, no.
Another resident told WJZ the charges were a ploy and that the system is rigged. Have you ever seen one of these officers on camera look nervous? No. That's because they already know what the outcome is. Depraved heart murder is an unusual thing. It's a kind of murder that a lot of people haven't heard of, said attorney Adam Ruther.
Stanford Prison Experiment. They see themselves as the justice bringers and the peacekeepers, and if they've got to, you know, bring their baton down every now and then to break some heads, you know, it's just they don't see themselves as bad or wrong doing it.
No, it's literally judge and jury. That's where our many in our police force, and I won't say all, but many of our police force, hey, I've seen enough of this. I know what goes on in the world. I'm going to save us a little bit of time, or I'm going to do what is the right thing anyway.
I'm going to save the taxpayers a buck.
Right.
You know, if this guy gets his head cracked in and goes to the hospital and they never see him again because they threw away, you know,
yeah.
I just saved the taxpayers a buttload of money.
Well, that's kind of what he's charged with. This depraved heart murder is it's the idea that you killed somebody through reckless action rather than through
no intent
to kill them specifically. So if you fire into a crowd of people and you don't intend to kill any one person, you're obviously likely to hit somebody, and that could very well
But you aren't aiming at someone in particular.
Right. You're not trying to take out a person individually. So that's the case. I think it's all very difficult. We don't know what happened on that ride, but we know that there were some injuries, and how they came about is all very, iffy. We don't know who did it, but they put six people up. They've had six different people charged, and at this point, none of them have been found guilty. It's pretty strange that all these people are around, and this guy dies, and nobody gets charged. If it was you or if it was me, and we were around, and we weren't cops, would we get charged? And I suspect the answer, well, frankly, I think the answer is probably yes. That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
That, you know, there's just an expectation that you can do more as a police officer, and that's going to have an effect on the department. Now, certainly not every officer, certainly not every time. I know lots of cops, great people, but you can't say that a lack of responsibility tends to be good for people.
And I'll tell you this, and we got a lot of people, you know, a lot of people in this country may feel that, hey, you know, he was a criminal. He got what he was deserved. He got what he deserved. Well, here's the thing. Let's say those police officers saw him stick a barrel of a gun into a clerk's face in a gas station. It doesn't matter. It simply doesn't matter. Until you go to trial and until you've been found guilty, I'm sorry, you're not a criminal. And the same people that will say things like that is like, just Baltimore street trash and, you know, you're just a criminal. They're the same ones that will jump up and down and declare, you know, that by God, I've got freedom of religion, you can't touch this, and I've got Second Amendment rights, so you can't touch my guns and things like that. People, you got to take the Bill of Rights in its entirety, yeah, you're going to defend any one part of it.
You can't pick
and choose. You can't. And that's what this country does a lot of times.
Speaking of the Bill of Rights and taking parts of them, I've got a story here from The Blaze. Apparently, Charlie Rangel, who's all very interested in your right to life by, you know, getting rid of assault weapons, doesn't seem to think that the average American should have to carry a gun. His quote here is that Americans shouldn't have to carry a gun. But when asked about, the people that protect the lawmakers and them having guns, well, they need that. Tuesday night, Congressman Charlie Rangel, Democrat in New York, was speaking with a reporter from the Daily Caller about recently exposed scandal involving some members of the NYPD selling access to concealed carry permits when he laughingly stated that his constituents just shouldn't have to carry a gun. And that's very nice. It's a nice world where you don't have to carry
it is,
a gun.
Yep. Isn't it?
When asked about the armed security protecting him and the rest of the members of Congress, he answered, "I think we deserve and need to be protected down here." So,
I'm not going to argue with him.
Yeah, you know, right,
at least
does.
On the need.
But we do need to be protected.
But the people who are voting for this clown and who agree with him, they're in the same boat, but they really got to realize something. When they say that they're anti-Second Amendment, they're anti-gun, anti-assault rifles, no, they're not really. They are anti-us, the people having guns. They're all right with the police, the military, who are actually going to go around and collect those weapons. Because who's going to collect them?
Right.
It's going to have to be someone with a gun.
It's been pointed out many times in many ways that if you're anti-gun, you're not anti-gun. You're anti-civilian gun ownership.
Yep.
You want the military and the police and the governments of the world to possess the guns. And generally they do. They got the bigger guns, the better guns.
Yeah.
And if you really think that the criminals are not going to be able to, I mean, let's think about drugs in prisons. So you're thinking about only police and only military having guns. And you think that the criminals are not going to find their way around getting their hands on something to do mass murders or to hold up the bank or whatever? It's going to happen.
In Australia, when they made guns illegal, they only got 10% of the guns.
Right.
Now, obviously, you're talking about a completely different place, but if you only get 10% of the guns in America, you're still talking about 300 million guns.
And you've created yet another black market. Congratulations.
Right. And then you're making a whole bunch of people criminals for just possessing this. It didn't work with drugs, and it won't work with guns. The number's 855-450-3733. You can call with your opinion. It is Free Talk Live. You can disagree. The number's 855-450-3733. For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.